This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A state agency has suspended service for MedRide. That's a Colorado Springs-based company that provides free rides for Medicaid patients to things like doctor's appointments. It took effect Friday. According to the state's Medicaid agency, a review found serious problems with the paperwork the company submits to it for reimbursement. Colorado Springs resident Jonathan Jones says he had to pay $70 for another ride to an appointment after his MedRide got canceled. He says he uses the service regularly.
I have ongoing medical issues that I have to get to not only doctors here in Colorado Springs, but I often have to go up to Denver for treatment.
MedRide says it's working with the state to resolve the situation. The company has more than 300 drivers and gives more than 400,000 rides a year. In Denver, the reputation of the 16th Street Mall has plummeted in recent years. There have been problems with crime, empty offices, endless construction, and, well, social media trash talk. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on how the city is trying to turn that around.
The Downtown Denver Partnership and City Brass are spending $100,000 on a rebranding campaign, maybe even a name change. Should the 16th Street Mall drop the mall? Should it get a new name altogether? Or should it stay with the same old? They're still debating. The 16th Street Mall, or whatever it'll be called, fully reopens May 31st with a new brand and maybe a new name. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. More winter weather is headed for Colorado this week. Some light snow is expected to move into the Front Range this evening or overnight.